Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. My bad. Friday slipped away. Didn't have access to my computer. I should have just did it on my phone. Instead of forget the video for this week. That's what I should have done. And that will now be my ROE. Is that ROE? Rules of Engagement? I think that'll be in the rules of engagement from now on. If I don't have access to my computer, I'll just do it on my phone. That's what I used to do. But I kind of like doing this. But I can't use it as an excuse not to put something out. So my bad. And as usual, off the top, I'm going to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, watching. However you do it, I appreciate it. So please tell an enemy, coworker, friend about the podcast. If you're new, what's up? Thank you for subscribing or just checking it out for the first time. Yeah. So if you don't know, my podcast is about 20 minutes. I talk about my son and just a few things that are on my mind. Sometimes it's very political. Sometimes it's very racially charged. Sometimes it's very silly. I feel like it's all over the place. But all in all, I think it's fucking dope. So we'll just jump right in. And for those who don't know, we have an 8-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's nothing. But this week, he's on the Arabic. He's on Arabic. A couple of weeks ago, it was Japanese. He's still on the Japanese, but now he's into the Arabic. Full disclosure, I really nerded out. He's just really into languages. He loves all these different fonts and scripts. He really enjoys just how words and stuff are formed. He's becoming very punny, which I like to see. You know, I'm a comic, so I like to see my son enjoying comedy, and I like to see what makes him laugh, and seeing what he understands. And sometimes he kind of makes connections that aren't there, but I'm like, cool, man, that's what comedy is. You're just making connections that aren't there, and people laugh at him. But he's really into the Japanese and now Arabic as well. My ADHD got me thrown off. So I was a big, and I still am, I'm not as knowledgeable as I was. And I know there are people out there who know infinitely more about it, but I was a huge Lord of the Rings fan when it came out. I ended up buying the book, reading it and everything. And I also, for a short time, became very fascinated with Tolkien and the fact that he made up his own languages and the whole history of the worlds and realms that he created. I was fascinated that someone actually took the time out to create all these family trees and I mean, just these very involved and intricate timelines of battles and who begot who. It's just very fascinating, man. And I remember that Elvish is a thing. So I showed my son and he seemed to like it, you know? So I was glad that I could introduce him to the Elvish language. I showed him Cleon as well. And I found out about myself? I'm very much like my dad's side of the family. I remember as a kid, my Uncle Dave, even my father, if you showed any interest or you were like, man, I wonder how that works. And they would just go into a dissertation on how, like my uncle, I remember one time my cousin, we were watching something and she goes, man, I wonder how planes fly like that. And he got out a piece of paper. He started talking about drag and lift and all this kind of stuff. And for the next hour, he just had, I mean, diagrams and all that kind of stuff. And I end up doing the same thing because I'll mention something to my son, and then for the next 10 minutes, I'm writing shit down. I'm drawing stuff. I'm going to YouTube. I'm showing them clips, and he'll be like, Daddy, I don't need to know everything. And I'm like, shit, I've turned into my uncles. You know, that's a Jones trait where you just give your kid way too much information, and they don't give a shit. And I got to be honest, it's hurtful, man. This shit be hurting my feelings. But I get it. He's 8. He doesn't give a shit. I have to remember that. He doesn't care. So I'm learning to talk less. I got to be brief with my own son. It's very funny because I can't get upset because I remember being 12, 13 and my uncle doing the same thing. I'm like, Jesus Christ, did I need to know every single goddamn person you shot in Vietnam or something like that? But actually, if it was Vietnam stuff, I wanted to know more. I was actually afraid to ask him about that. I learned at a very young age, you don't ask people about stuff that they did in a war. But even though when you're 13 and you just want to know, like, did my uncle kill somebody? How many people did you shoot? You know, because when you're a kid, you think that's the most badass thing you could do is go to war and kill people, especially in the 90s, all the Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Stallone shit, you know? Yeah. I wanted nothing more when I was 12 to have like Uzis and rocket launchers. Man, those movies were pretty good, man. All those what's this? Steven Seagal. I used to love all that shit, man. I used to love Van Damme movies. Shit was the best. Just shit blowing up. He's kicking people, getting pussy, taking names, always winning. That shit was the best, man. Fucking Cobra. Remember that movie with Sylvester Stallone. How badass was he with his tight ass jeans and his cowboy boots, fucking the shades. He had a match in his mouth, the leather gloves. Come on, man. I mean, honestly, what cop is just shooting motherfuckers every single day and no one says anything? He's blowing shit up in the city and nobody cares. This motherfucker's commandeering, like, these guys are commandeering buses. They're causing thousands of dollars of damage a day. Those cop movies, I love them, man. It just, I always wonder, like, what world do we live in where, like, we have local famous cops, like these detective duos or these beat cop duos where, like, everybody in town is like, oh, what's up? It's Officer Johnson, man. You know? Or Detective so-and-so is a badass. It's just, was that really ever a thing where, like, there was this the town bad guy or the city bad guy that everybody knew was bad, but for some reason you couldn't arrest him? I don't get it, man. I get, yeah, Al Capone and those dudes back in the day, but it's just weird to just, these 80s and 90s movie where you just have a current day criminal mastermind and it's just nothing that cops can do about it. It's just weird. But I love that shit, man. Who didn't love a good cop movie or a good vigilante? Ex-Special Forces. I'm taking this shit into my own hands. I'm killing everybody. Like Commando. Jesus Christ. Dude, I thought Commando was the best movie in the world. Y'all have seen Commando. All I know is, I can't remember who he was, but all I know is they kidnapped his daughter. And he single-handedly basically took on a cartel. He broke into a gun store. I don't know why this gun store had M60s and rocket launchers, but he basically just broke into this fucking gun store. AKs, Uzis, just anything you could think of to fight a cartel, they just had in this random California gun store. The cops never came. God damn it. See, this is what I mean. I never know what I'm going to talk about on this goddamn show. But man, oh man, I love those movies, man. What a time to be alive, huh? Huh? Too much Sopranos, huh? But man, let's switch gears here. Apparently there's a charter school. And you know what? This is what I'm trying not to do. I'm trying not to, everybody is doing blank. Everyone is outraged about X. I'm trying not to do it. We've done it. That's the thing about the last 4 years. It got everybody so fucking hyped up about the dumbest shit, man. You know, I see people tweeting now, like they're going back and finding receipts of like all these liberal white girls that were excited about Biden winning. And we're telling people to hit the streets and go out and let's celebrate. It's a love riot outside. And then when the Super Bowl comes, those same people are like, you better not be outside. This is going to be a super spreader. These fucking people need to stay inside. This is why we are the way that we are. Blah, blah, blah. And I get it. They're being hypocrites. It's very easy to point out hypocrisy of other people. Very easy to point out hypocrisy of other people. But for some reason, those people just don't see it for themselves. You know? All the people that are doing that shit, they don't want to get called out when they do it. All they're going to do is point to that person. Well, they did it. What about them? What, you know, like all this Trump shit about the stealing the election. People should take it seriously because they really believe it. We need to address it because they believe. We can't discount people for what they believe. That's not right. They believe this. We have to address it. We got to respect that. But they don't respect it when it comes to trans people, where they believe they were born in the wrong body. They truly believe that. That's their right. And that's how they feel. That's how they feel. You don't have to. They're not asking you to agree. Why all of a sudden that belief doesn't matter now? Now you want to go with science and facts and all this type of shit? See, it's just, you're really pick and choose. But that's not what I wanted this episode to be about. But I'm just sick of it. You know, I fell into that trap. I'm like, oh yeah, they are being hypocritical. See your own shit. Then talk about other people. Fix your shit, then talk about other people's shit. But I'm going to talk about people's shit because that's what I do, and I'm fucking perfect, okay? I know I'm a piece of shit. I try not to act like I'm not. So this is what I say that to say this. There's a school, a charter school in Utah, that is allowing parents to opt their children out of Black History Month. Now, people are acting like, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous. It's a, to me, it's a sign of privilege, a sign of being entitled to opt out of learning about American history because it makes you uncomfortable. You know, again, these same type of people, when it comes to like crime stats and murder stats or unflattering stats about criminality, when it comes to Black people, they'll tell us like, oh, you just don't want to hear. You don't want to hear the truth about this stuff. This hurts, don't you? You want to run from the truth. But when it's their turn, they don't want to. They want to opt out. They want to opt out of Black History Month because it might hurt their feelings. Right. All of us, you know, they say, oh, hey, these facts can't be racist. They can't be this. But if you really truly want to teach slavery about what it really was, about the shit Christopher Columbus said when he first came here about Native peoples, about making them subservient, you don't want to hear that shit. But you expect us to sit back and listen to this shit. Okay. And I'm cool. Hey, we can talk stats all day. But when it's your turn, don't act like all of a sudden it's just we hate white people because. If you tell me you can criticize Black people and not be racist, I can criticize white people. I can criticize America and not hate or dislike white people and not dislike or hate my country, which I do not. But opting out of Black History Month is absolutely insane. You're not doing your kid a service here. You're setting your kid up for failure to just look very ignorant. I grew up with people like this, man, in my churches. I've saw it in the military. These people shelter their kids their entire lives, and then they just push them off on Uncle Sam, and here you have a fucking 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid who doesn't know shit about the world, doesn't know anything about Black people, coming up to me asking me dumbass shit because their parents wanted to shelter them. Or they don't know how to deal with people because they were sheltered their entire life. I went to church with somebody when she went to college. This is a Black person. They grew up in the 80s and 90s. They didn't know who Michael Jackson was. Does that make you a bad person? No. Can you be, sure you can be a nice person. But when you get to college and you don't know shit, like just basic social references, that has to suck for you when you don't know what the fuck people are talking about. People talk about music and TV shows and celebrities and sports, and if you don't know that, you feel left out and you're like, what the hell did my parents do to me? Like, they were asking this person, did you grow up under a rock? How do you not know one of the biggest human beings to ever live? You're not doing your kid a favor. I get it. You can't expose your kid to every single thing. But damn, man, what do you think you're accomplishing here? You watch those shows like the Duggars, or there's another one too, the Plights or some weird, the Plights or some shit, the Plills. They think it's cool. My kids don't ever use a computer. They don't even know what Facebook is. They don't do this. They don't do that. It's just like, do you really think you're helping your kid if they don't know how to use a goddamn computer in 2021? Why are you raising your kid like it's the 1800s? You're not setting them up for success. You're making it a lot easier for them to fall for bullshit. Instead of it, your 85-year-old grandmother falling for spam, you're going to have some 21-year-old kid sending money to a Nigerian king because they have no fucking idea what's going on. I mean, to me, raising a daughter is more than making sure she doesn't get fucked before she gets married. Your daughter's more than her goddamn vagina. That's all I'm saying. All right? Just because your kid doesn't know how to use a computer, that doesn't make you a fucking great parent that you shelter your kid from technology that they're going to have to use at some point in time. I'm not saying you got to give them an iPad at 3, but Jesus Christ, man. It's insane. I just don't get it. I don't understand that reason of thinking. And you can't shelter your kid, man. At some point in time, they're going to go out. Just to live in America and be that far behind. Now, if you're Amish or something like that, that's fine. But if you, I don't know, you know, do what you want. But I just don't think you're setting them up for success, man. You're just making them weird people. You're making them very fucking weird. And the thing is, that happens to enough of us. We don't need to make motherfuckers even more weird. It's tough enough, man. But I just don't think you're doing yourself any favors by sheltering your kid from every single goddamn thing that there is out there. I wish I could name it. Is it Plathville? But it's something real strange, man. And I think it's shitty too. Like if you grew up in the 80s and 90s and you go, I'm not going to raise my kids like that. It's like, that's not fair. You grew up with TV, Nintendo. And then once you raising your kids, now you want to pull the rope up and you got them playing with fucking blocks and just toys from the 50s. I mean, I'll be pissed, man. If my parents just gave me wood toys and all this other bullshit, and then I get to see other kids playing with iPads, I'll be fucking mad. I want that shit. And that's why a lot of them leave. See, again, I had no idea I was even going to go down this route. No clue. Shout out to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. They put a whooping on KC, man. They destroyed them. And I'm not surprised, man. You can't go against Tom Brady. That guy is hands down the greatest football player, at least quarterback of all time. It's not even up for discussion. One of the best players to ever play. I feel like football is weird because the positions are so different. But he's the king, man. When it comes to elite athletes, I mean, Tom Brady he's up there, man. He's up there with Jordan, man. And the Kobe's, the laser focus on that guy in that guy's eyes. It's just, I don't know how he does it. That he's just on another planet, man. It's a beautiful thing to watch. I've been very fortunate in my life to see the players that I've got to see play. I've gotten to see play Jordan, Kobe, Tom Brady, even though I really wasn't a fan of him. My team played him in the Super Bowl. Luckily we won, but it's greatness, man. We witnessed greatness, and it's been a great sports era in my lifetime. And I'm very fortunate to have seen a lot of these guys, you know, Allen Iverson, Kobe, Vince Carter. And I know that he's not on the same level as all these other guys, but I love watching young Vince Carter, man. Just the athleticism. Now we got your boy, you know, the fuck is that kid's name? Zion Williamson. It's I'm getting back into the NBA, man. I'm excited to see these guys grow. And I think I came back at a good time because there's some really, really special players. You got Ja Morant, you got LaMelo, you got Zion, you got Trae Young. I'm excited to watch these guys' careers. grow at this point. What else do I want to talk about before I get out of here? Because I went on some really wild rants here. I'm going to see really wild rants. Oh, I don't know if any of people who live in PA or are fans of Norman having to listen to my podcast, but I will be with Norman this Wednesday in Royalsford, PA at Soul Joe's on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So I'm looking forward to that. It's been quite a while since I've done a live show, and I'll also be with Norman in Liberty Township, Ohio at the Funny Bone March 4th through the 6th. I'm excited about that. It's been so long since I had a club date, and I'm happy to go back to Ohio. Hopefully I'll get to see a lot of my friends. Sorry, looking at my notes here. So yeah, that's all I got coming up. I got Royalsford on Wednesday, and in a couple of weeks I got Liberty Funny Bone that I'm really looking forward to. I'm excited to get back out on the road. Yeah. Oh, you know what? In preparation for my album, I need to start doing some, I'm putting it out here, so I'm forced to do it. I need to start doing like a Zoom show once a month so I can run at least a half hour, 25 minutes to a half an hour to prep for that entire weekend. So be on the lookout for that. I need just a few people to come in, maybe like 10 people to come in and listen to it. And after that, people want to chit chat for a while. That's fine. But I just want to be able to run the material and work on the order and get it down and get confident and execute when it is time to do the album. But there's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, all social media at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. I'm out. Peace.